Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Cullen Roche's Your Perfect Portfolio and Sophie. I have to say, this book completely flipped how I think about investing. So what's the big idea here?
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, for me it was like a cold shower after years of hearing, just buy and hold a diversified portfolio. Roche's core argument is that the whole concept of a single perfect portfolio is a myth. The financial industry sold us these elegant models that assume markets are predictable and investors are rational. But in real life, none of that holds up.
Right? He starts by tearing down the efficient market hypothesis in modern portfolio theory. I remember thinking in school, okay, this math is beautiful. But then you live through a real crash and you realize those models don't account for panic, greed, or the fact that the future is genuinely unknown.
Exactly. And he introduces this concept of ergodicity to explain it. In an ergodic system, like coin flips, your personal results over time match the average across many people. But investing is non-ergodic. You only get one path through time. If you lose 50% in a crash at the wrong moment, you can't replay that year. That's the real risk, not daily volatility.
Yeah, the average investor doesn't exist. That hit me hard. So instead of trying to optimize for some unknowable future, Roche says the real goal is resilience. Build a financial structure that can survive whatever happens. He calls it safety first.
Yes. Before you even think about stocks, you need a fortress. An emergency fund of 6 to 12 months of expenses, proper insurance, and no high interest debt. That's not an investment, it's insurance. It keeps you from being forced to sell your growth assets at the worst time.
Which is exactly what most people do during a crash. I remember a friend who sold everything in 2008 because he was scared and needed cash. He locked in his losses. Roche's framework would have prevented that.
Then he rethinks asset allocation entirely. Instead of the traditional stock/bond split, he groups assets by their economic function, safety, income, and growth. Safety is cash and short-term bonds, the shock absorbers. Income is dividend stocks and longer bonds, steady cash flow. Growth is equities and alternatives, the wealth builders.
And the right mix isn't a fixed number. It's dynamic. A young person can lean into growth because they have time to recover. A retiree needs more safety and income to avoid selling low. But most advice treats allocation like a one-time decision.
He also debunks the idea that diversification means owning lots of stocks. True diversification means owning assets that behave differently in different environments. That's why he includes long-term bonds and even gold. They often zig when stocks zag, especially during crises.
And he's ruthless about the myth of alpha, trying to beat the market. The evidence is overwhelming that low-cost index funds win for most people. He suggests a core and explore approach. Most of your portfolio in simple index funds and a tiny slice for speculative bets if you enjoy that.
But the part that really stuck with me was the psychology. He says the biggest threat to your financial success is yourself. We're wired to panic and chase trends. The safety-first approach is a behavioral tool. When you have a cushion of safe assets, you can ride out the storm without making terrible decisions.
Yes, the portfolio isn't just a financial instrument. It's a behavioral tool. That reframing is genius. And he calls out the financial industry for selling complexity to generate fees. The simplest solutions are often the best.
So the measure of success shifts. It's not, did I beat the S&P 500? It's, did I achieve my goals? Did I sleep well during the recession? Did I avoid catastrophic mistakes? If yes, you built the perfect portfolio for you.
Honestly, this book made me feel calmer about money. The one thing I'm taking away is stop trying to predict the future and focus on building resilience. It's not about maximizing returns. It's about not getting destroyed.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the real takeaway, the perfect portfolio, isn't a thing you find, it's a way of thinking. Build safety first, accept uncertainty, and let your own goals define success. We'll see you in the next one.